Welcome back to Arizona Edition. I'm Lou Gum. No one knows exactly how many feral cats are living in Yuma County. The National Feral Cat Project came up with a formula that suggests there is one cat for every two households in a community. The most recent census counts about 65,000 Yuma County households, which could translate into over 30,000 feral cats. Local officials think the number is even higher. That's why the city of Yuma has recently agreed to provide vouchers for the Humane Society of Yuma's Trap, Neuter, and Release Program, or TNR. They hope to help reduce the number of euthanized cats. KAWC's Maya Springhawk Robnett visits the clinic at the Humane Society to get a better look at the TNR program.
Early Friday morning at the Humane Society of Yuma, Dr. Ann Carville, the Director of Veterinary Medicine, is going through the daily cat spay and neuter procedures. Each cat, under anesthesia and hooked up to a heart rate monitor with a blood pressure cuff, goes through a quick and efficient 3 to 6 minute surgery.
I'm removing the subcuticular tissue so it will allow me to see the muscle wall. And I'll make an incision to the linea alba. And I'm going to use my spay hook to find the uterus.
Dr. Carville spays and neuters around 20 cats on average each day. And Monday through Thursday, there are two veterinarians present to perform even more procedures as part of HSOI's Feline Friends Trap, Neuter, and Release Program. The city of Yuma currently provides vouchers for individuals to trap the cats and bring them into the Humane Society in order to cut some of the cost to the organization and the citizens. But the city previously would only agree to the trapping vouchers, which often led to euthanizing the animals, and would not agree to provide vouchers for TNR. Sergeant Leanne Worthen, the Supervisor of Public Affairs for the Yuma Police Department, elaborates on the trapping program.
The City of Yuma residents can come and check out a cat trap from our animal control office here at the police department, and that's free of charge. They can use that to capture feral cats around their home or their businesses. Once the cat is captured, residents contact our animal control services, and a voucher may be issued to them. That voucher offsets the fee for the intake of the cat by the Humane Society of Yuma.
Worthen says some estimate that there are anywhere from 35 to 45,000 feral cats in Yuma County. Nisa Sutton, the chairwoman of Feline Friends for HSO Yuma, says although trapping is helpful with animal control, the majority of unneutered feral cats brought into the Humane Society are put down due to the cost to neuter and because without a caregiver, the animals would likely die of starvation. Recently, however, with funds made available through the Kwatsan Nation's annual mandatory donation to the city, vouchers for trap, neuter, and release are becoming a reality.
The city was very adamant about using the voucher system only to have the cats surrendered to the shelter. They were saying that TNR should be funded by the TNR programs solely, and actually now we do have some money coming in through the city. So now we're trying to implement a plan where we use a $20 voucher and then the person would pay the difference.
The cost to spay a feral female is $45, which with the use of the new $20 vouchers would become $25. For a male feral cat, the cost to neuter is $30, which would become $10 with a voucher. By providing a voucher discount for those who bring in feral cats to be neutered and spayed rather than surrendered to the shelter, the feral cat problem in Yuma could be greatly diminished. Some argue TNR is a better way of handling feral cat overpopulation. By neutering feral cats rather than euthanizing them, the animals remain within managed colonies, unable to reproduce. Dennis Oren, the shelter manager for HSOI, talks about how many feral cats come into HSOI and what happens to those who aren't already neutered.
In January, February, March of this year, we're averaging 125 cats a month. We're jumping up to anywhere from 400 to 600 cats right now a month. A lot of the cats that come through the front door or through the back door, if they're not already part of the Trap Neuter Release Program, a lot of the other ones that come in that way, they maybe 90% of them don't make it out.
Misty Chikala, the volunteer coordinator for HSOI, walks through the facility where the cats are kept, starting at the intake room, which also serves as the quarantine area for the cats who are brought in.
The ferals actually are over there. We do have them over here sometimes too, but this is where animals that are waiting to go into foster care, animals that are waiting for surgery, this is where they're housed. These guys are slotted to go into a foster home, I believe today or tomorrow.
The adult feral cats kept here are rarely able to be domesticated for adoption, and without caretakers, they would probably die outside the shelter. This, unfortunately, leaves euthanizing them the only humane option. This is why many Yuma residents spend the time and money to become colony caregivers. This involves trapping the cats to be neutered, then feeding the feral cats around their homes and businesses after they have been released. Retiree Gene Bellows and his wife volunteer as colony caregivers, and today he brought in a feral cat from his backyard to be spayed.
This kitty adopted us, this stray cat, when she was a kitten, and she just moved into our backyard. She had a kitten, one baby. We decided, well, we'll get her fixed so they don't reproduce many, and then we'll just let her live. So today I brought mother in, and we're going to get her fixed so that two of them will be reunited back in our backyard this afternoon. We love these little creatures, and we're not happy about having feral cats. It's just that it's not their fault that they're ferals, and we don't think just to kill them off is humane.
Not only does TNR help solve the feral cat problem, but it ensures that solution involves fewer euthanized animals. With the city now planning to help fund trap, neuter, and release, the feral cat problem is expected to be greatly diminished, leaving many city residents, human and furry, much happier. For KAWC's Arizona Edition, I'm Maya Springhawk, Robnett.
That's Arizona Edition for this week. My thanks to KAWC's Maya Springhawk Robnett, Michelle Faust, and Kim Johnson for their contributions to the program. Arizona Edition is recorded at the Robert E. Hardy Radio Studio Complex on the campus of Arizona Western College in Yuma, Arizona. Questions or comments about the program are welcome. Drop us an email to news@kawc.org. A reminder that you can hear today's stories again, as well as any from past programs, on our website, www.kawc.org. Thanks for listening. I'm KAWC News Director Lou Gum. This is Arizona Edition.